Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
100.7 The Wolf.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that court specialist Tian is making $40,000 a year. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Les, who lives in beautiful Burien. Good morning, Les. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary, man. You know, there's a lot that's changed in our world, and this is definitely a service that is needed right now.
Cool.
You're the man, dude. Listen, and from what we know, you're a drywall foreman.
Yes.
Man, I love me some drywall. Woo! All right, let's put a minute on the clock. We're going to rapid-fire questions at you. As many as we can ask you in a minute. When we're done, we're going to play a song and gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, but then you're going to tell everybody. The whole point is you're going to share your salary with the Morning Wolf Pack. Les, does that all sound okay with you?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Emily, if you're ready, I got a minute on the clock. Begin.
Were you hired or promoted into this position?
Promoted.
Are you in a union?
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
40 years.
Do you ever get used to putting drywall in a ceiling?
No.
Are you doing mainly residential or commercial work?
Commercial.
What is the other term for drywall?
Wallboard, GWB.
How many people are you overseeing?
Right now, about 25, 30.
Les, do you do the taping and the mudding or just the installation of said drywall?
I personally do not mud, but I do, and I am in charge of tapers.
Are you paid hourly or salary?
Hourly.
What does a typical drywaller think of the typical painter?
Depends on how picky they are.
Do you get paid a lot of overtime, or do you work a lot of overtime?
I used to. I'm a little older now. I don't work as much overtime as I used to.
So, in other words, you get painters that come back to you and be like, hey, your drywall job, it's shoddy. I can't make the paint look good.
Yeah, sometimes we have to go back and fix. Sometimes we tell them to go pound sand.
How long does the average job take?
All right, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, text your guest right now to 46150. How much do you think Les and Burien makes every year as a drywall foreman? You know, a foreman's a good spot to be, baby. Again, text that guest over to 46150. Make sure you put your name and what part of town you live in so I can use your guest on the air and give you some love and thank you for taking the time to help us out. The cool part is we're going to find out in 3 minutes because Les is going to share his salary right after this song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. If you are just joining the conversation, hi, welcome. We have Les on the phone. He lives in Burien, and he's a drywall foreman. Emily, what else did we just learn about Les?
He was promoted into this position, and he's been working in drywall for 40 years. They do mostly commercial. He is part of a union. He oversees 25 to 30 guys, and sometimes the painters can be picky. Sometimes they fix it. Sometimes they just say, brush off.
Yeah, it's funny. And we can talk about that conversation later. But it's funny the rivalry between the different trades because they all got to work together, but they all love to blame everybody else for the problems. So Les knows all about that. But let's play the game first. Then we can talk to Les about his gig. I got to go first. I was the winner the last time we played. I'm going to use a text here. Don checking in from beautiful Snohomish. And he's at 100 grand. And I got to tell you, man, if you've ever had anybody come do some drywall, it's expensive. And if you're a foreman, I think you're doing pretty well. 100 grand is my guess. Emily, over to you.
40 years in the union, overseeing 25 to 30 people. I agree, Matt. I think he's getting paid well. I'm going to go higher, 120.
I don't think it's a bad move. I really don't. I think the Skyjack might even be available here. Slow Joe?
You better believe it. 135.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Trey, this look, you work hard, man. You make some money. So we're all in the high end here, Les. I hope we're right. We got 100, 120, and 135. But really, all that matters is how much money you actually make as a drywall foreman in a union. Les, what is the number? It's time to share your salary.
Last year, I made 109.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's so good. And not surprising at all, man. You can make money in the trades if you are willing to, A, deal with people, and you can manage a crew. What's harder, managing your crew less or dealing with customers?
Well, I don't really need to deal with customers too much. I need to deal with superintendents and other tradesmen. And I'm good at dealing with people. And I treat my crew as well as I can because they're the ones that make the money for the company.
Amen, brother. Everybody likes to hear that. You know, and if you've ever done a little bit of drywall, I don't know if anybody else in the room has, but I once drywalled an office in a garage. I'm not going to tell that story, Emily, how I cut it with a circular saw and nearly killed myself. But the guy at Home Depot told me to do it that way. I'm sorry. But when I asked him about holding up drywall, like when you're trying to tack it to the ceiling, there is nothing like that shoulder burn in the world, Les.
Well, sometimes, I don't know if they do it much anymore because I haven't hung any drywall in a while. It's been about 5 or 6 years since I've hung anything. But in my younger days, I'd use my head.
Yeah.
You have a hard hat on. You push up against the ceiling with your head.
Somebody needs to come out with like a new workout, like for shoulders. It's either going to be hanging the shower curtain or the drywall in the ceiling. One of those two, you feel the burn. All right, listen, Les, we love you. Thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary, and congratulations on making a great living and working your way up to foreman and not having to get dirty.
Thank you.
And by the way, pro tip, cut that drywall with a razor blade. You don't need a circular saw. Speaking for a friend.
No, that just makes a lot of dust.
Les, you have no idea.
I do.
Take care, man.
All right, thank you.